From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show. Ready to go.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast, brought to you by redtag.ca.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama, so why us?
Time for the DM deep dive, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, Steven is asking, after listening to the final episode of the History of Roz and Mocha podcast, do Roz and Mocha think they are soulmates? Obviously not in a romantic sense, but do they think they were fated for them to come together and fulfill, teach each other at the perfect time and led their true purpose in life?
I don't think we were. I'm not a big fate guy. Mocha may feel differently. I think that it was just a series of choices. And I think that that's sort of what life is. And it was not a clear path. Like, if there was a clear path between Mocha and I to wind up sort of doing the show together, then maybe you could say that. But I there was just so much detail involved personally on Mocha's side and then personally on my side, where it was choice after choice after choice after choice. That sort of led us to be doing this show together. And so, no, I don't think it was fated. I think that I'm incredibly fortunate that I wound up here with Mocha, but I don't think that it was inevitable in any way.
The only thing that I find very interesting about this whole situation, the story of us, of Roz and Mocha, is the fact, and I keep going back to this, remember the picture I would always bring up? The picture I would always show people, which is of Roz and I at one point in time working at KISS at the exact same time.
Yeah.
Time period, not same day of time, but passing each other in the hallways. And there's this picture of a summer concert that KISS had thrown, and you and I are in that picture standing a couple of feet away from one another. And I keep thinking about that photo and like, what are the friggin' chances that the two of us in that photo who have zero friendship relationship, anything, end up together doing this long-standing show and becoming, you know, partners in this business, but also great friends?
But I would say that the chances are probably more likely than if that photo didn't exist.
But the photo does exist.
I know, but I would say that it's more likely because there is a photo, because we were at one point in each other's lives, in each other's worlds, where we had mutual friends.
Yeah.
We were respected by the same people and we respected the same people. Like, we sort of lived in that world. But it was interesting that you went off to do your thing and I went off to do my thing and we both spun in completely opposite directions.
Yeah.
And then eventually kind of wound up back here at the same place.
Yeah.
That's the interesting part, is that it's the same place all those years later.
Some would say fate. Look at us, a couple of soulmates fighting each other.
Yeah. But if you want to call it that, then sure. I have no problem with whatever label anybody wants to put on that at all.
What other DMs do we have today, Maria?
Okay. Katie is asking, have you ever had to block a fan because their DM was too raunchy? And same goes to the guys. Have they ever had to block a fan on IG because their DMs were too much?
Huh. Go ahead, Maria.
Yes.
For raunchy or just rude?
Both.
Really?
Yeah, I've had like, not like super recently. I'd probably say about a year ago. And then I've had just like really creepy messages, but like nothing. I just don't open them. Like, if they're really gross, I'll just kind of delete if I need to.
Yeah.
Or I'll keep them to laugh at my friends after. But I mean, nothing. I've had like some pretty offside things also said. So
Roz?
Oh, I mean, yeah. Like when I was at ET Canada. Doing that live show, some days were just violent on social media in DMs because people just like would throw so much hate your way. And I would block a lot. Normally I don't block people, but the people who watched that show, I would block them all the time because it was atrocious things that that they would say. Now, as far as fans getting raunchy, I've shadow blocked people before, but
which
I don't
what?
Like when you sort of, you can mute them so you never see it. Like, oh, just all that kind of
like
stuff.
Like the restrict?
Yeah. Because there's been a couple of people where I thought that if I blocked them, it might escalate it to a point of where it would get worse.
Mm.
Right. So I've just chose to kind of ignore them as opposed to block them. Because they just didn't seem altogether there.
Sure.
Right? Yeah.
My DMs are full of either like just memes, wrestling stuff, sneaker stuff, or like hats, baseball caps.
Huh?
That's the only thing people send me DMs about. But in terms of blocking people, there are three people, I guess, I don't know if they listen to the show anymore, but they were like pretty crude in the DMs.
Yeah.
Crude, rude. So I blocked them. And of course, David Morey's blocked as well.
Right.
Next DM, please.
Have you ever blocked anybody, Morey?
I have, thanks. I blocked somebody for sending me D-pics.
Oh, you did? What?
Not gonna lie.
Yeah?
The D was also gross.
Oh, okay. I don't even want to know.
Never mind.
Like, did I get hit with a book?
Next DM, please.
Okay, Jesse's asking, boys and our girl Maria, how do I make the first move on this girl? We saw each other the other night at a party. We talked, but I don't know how to ask her out.
Okay, what's the move, Maria?
Well, I think you should have made the move at the party, but I mean,
is it too late now?
I don't think it's too late. I think the best way to go about it is just slide into her DMs or text her and say it was good seeing you the other night. Yeah. Like, hopefully I can see you again. But I think guys these days are just way too shy or like, wait, like they don't know how to make the first move.
That's your fault.
How is that my fault?
Because after Me Too, young men had 4 years of do not under any circumstances approach a woman. That is violence. It is aggression.
That is not my fault.
It is your fault. That's how this young generation of guys who came out of that, they were told specifically never approach a woman. It is never okay.
No,
and
I think there's a way to do it.
They don't know how to do it. Uh-huh. They're terrified to do it. And then the other half of the young guys
are terrible at doing
are
it.
Are terrible people who now have unlimited options because of dating apps. Uh-huh. No young man
because
should ever have unlimited
or
options.
Not interested from one, then they're like, okay, cool, I'll just go to the next like DM or the next app or anything.
Young
like
men don't have to build up courage anymore to approach somebody. Young men don't have to walk across a room and fear rejection and be like, oh my God, what am I going to say? How am I going to say this? Okay, well, do I talk about her shoes? Maybe I don't talk about her shoes. Do I buy her a drink? Maybe she doesn't drink. No, men don't have to have that conversation anymore because it doesn't exist anymore. Guys don't know how to talk to women.
Damn, Jesse, you just took an L, bro.
Jesse, right? Make the first move and just slide into her DMs and say it was nice to see her the other night and then ask her out.
And then send a weird D-pic.
No, don't do that.
I was like, you're blocked. All right, yo, thanks everyone for all the DMs that you are sending in to us. They go to Maria. Maria brings them to the show. Thanks, Maria.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
Here we go. Time for the DM deep dive part of the show where we go through our DMs to see what comments and or questions you may have.
Maria, what do we have today?
All right. Bashir is asking, hey, Maria, I would like to know where you guys get your teeth whitened. So far, I have noticed Shem has the whitest, and then it's Maria.
Oh.
Nothing after that. So I don't know who he ranks else.
Let me see them teeths, Maria. You get them young teeths.
Yeah,
but them still living at home teeths.
Uh-huh. Cheesecake? What kind of products do you use, Cheesecake? Your teeth are white.
Well, I'm also dark, so it really does help in terms of contrast.
But Shem also doesn't drink coffee or tea or drink or smoke. Yeah.
I also used to be obsessed with whitening my teeth, like using whitening toothpaste, I should say, growing up. But I don't use whitening toothpaste anymore. I just try to take care of my teeth, that's all.
Yeah.
And How many times a day do you brush?
Oh, like twice?
Okay.
Yeah. Nothing
but apple juice.
Nothing but apple juice and water.
Yeah. Maybe that's the trick.
Maybe.
So, Maria, do you whiten?
I don't whiten anymore. I used to, but then my gums started to like really hurt. I got one of those like blue devices and it like, oh my God, my gums are like swollen.
Was it like a thing you stuck like you put it in your mouth?
It was actually Bluetooth connected. So I had a timer on my phone. Probably not good for me at all.
For how long?
Oh, I would do it for like every day for like 10 minutes.
Oh my God.
That's when my gums were like burning, I think.
Bluetooth activated?
It's like ruining my enamel.
And you have it on like the highest setting?
I had it on whatever setting. You just clicked go. And then it would time you.
And what does it do?
And it just emits like a blue light.
Yeah.
And does it heat up?
Yeah, it heats up, and you put this gel on your teeth, and it heats up. And oh my God, it wasn't great.
You're but melting now, your gums.
Yeah, now I don't do that. Now I just use like Crest whitening.
Yeah.
And then I'll use the mouthwash that goes with it.
The strips or just the toothpaste?
Just the toothpaste. The last time I did them was for my sister's wedding.
Yeah.
But that was it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have white teeth, Mocha? Let me see your teeth. Yeah, you're white. Maureen, let me see your teeth. Yeah, yours are pretty white too, I guess. Yeah.
Yours?
Yeah, I've had my teeth. I've had my teeth whitened in the past, like back in the
day.
Does
it hurt?
No, not really. And then we had a woman come to the house who did it. And so me and Catherine just sat on the couch and just watched Netflix while we just got her teeth white, and she brought in the machine and everything like that.
How long did that last?
Like 45 minutes or something like that. The whole thing took. No, I think in total. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. It was cool though. It was cool. She came right over the house. Cash. She brought in the thing. You just sat there. We just watched Netflix. It's great. Right?
Maybe I shouldn't
didn't
do
even
that.
Have to leave. But I haven't done that in a very long time. I use like a whitening toothpaste kind of thing, but sometimes I use Sensodyne because my teeth get sensitive.
Oh, okay.
So I gotta use Sensodyne every now and then. Yeah. But yeah. I like white teeth though. Shem's teeth are legendary on this show, I would say though.
That's anytime we post a video on IG, people always comment.
Yeah.
I get a lot of them. Teeth. I get weird comments to my teeth.
Like really, in the DMs?
Really what yeah, do people really say? I've had somebody say they want to lick my teeth before.
Yeah, I was just going to say, their teeth are so white, I imagine that people would fetishize them.
It gets super strange.
Yeah.
Super strange.
Yeah, do anybody want to dirty them up? You know what I mean?
Ew.
Gross.
No, just kidding. What else we got in the DMs?
Okay, Lauren is asking, what was your first impression of Maria, Shem, and Maury? How did it hold up?
When it comes to Damn It, Maury, you could find out everything you'd need to know about Roz and I think in the history of Roz and Mocha.
Episode three.
The 6-part docuseries. Go to episode three and you'll find out what we thought.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go ahead, Roz? Shem and Maria?
I'm trying to remember. I don't even know if I recall what my first impression of Shem was, to be honest with you.
A long time ago, man.
Because it was a long time ago.
And you'd been here like in the ecosystem of KISS for pretty much since the beginning.
Like here for 13 years, been on the show for 10.
Like, I would say that my first impression of Shem, honestly, was built on other people's impression of Shem.
Yeah.
Because I think that when you realize that Shem was now in this world, what you would hear from other people, like even before you met Shem, is that he was so great, right? Mm-hmm. That he was like such a nice guy. And so my first impression of Shem was probably derived from what other people said about Shem. So that's, I think, what I remember. I don't remember having a first impression because like so many people had just said that he's awesome that I didn't really even pay attention to what those first interactions were like.
Yeah.
Right?
Same. I think because I knew you when you were, I think you were an intern here first.
I started as an intern, about 13, 14 years ago.
After you were an intern, you then got hired, and before working on the show, like, Cheesecake and I, like, developed a friendship
quickly. Yeah.
So my first impression was, like, we like the same music, the same kind of comedy, the same kind of thing, so we developed a friendship quite quickly, and I knew he was, much like what you said, Roz, like, people around here just said all these great things about him. I know he's a hard worker, and all this just wonderful stuff, so...
Also, I never pay attention to interns.
Oh. You had no idea. You don't have any.
No, I had no idea. I had no idea he was an intern. I just learned this now.
And then what about Maria?
Maria was my
Maria,
first.
Maria, by the way, was not an intern when she started.
Just to clear that up, Roz.
No, Maria was not an intern.
And it's only been like almost a year that Maria has been working with us.
Yes. My first impression of Maria was great. She made a great first impression. She was fun. And I think that Maria's first impression around us, because I think the first time I actually met Maria and talked to Maria was through Zoom, right? Was that really it?
Zoom.
And that's a tough Zoom when it's me, Mocha, and Shem, you know, and then you pop up on the other side and you got to sort of, you know, present yourself and fit in. And I think that I thought you did a great job at that. So I think that was my first impression.
Yeah.
For sure.
Same. Fun, funny, great personality, a lot of great ideas. So... And then it was just like a natural fit once you joined the show. It was like quick. There was no like, I don't know, learning curve or anything like that. We just all kind of hit the ground running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys also mentioned that you thought she seemed pro.
Like I never said that.
Okay, maybe I lied.
Yes, you did.
Thank you for all of the DMs that you're sending in to us. Love talking about them. Keep them coming in. We'll do this again tomorrow. Thanks, Maria.
You've got it.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
Here we go. Time for the DM Deep Dive.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today? What do people want to know? What are they asking?
All right. Well, Henry is asking, you used to have this contest where you threw paper in the air and whichever one stuck to the ceiling was the winner. I've always wondered, how was that done?
So in our old studios, we've been in these Roz and Mocha studios now for 7 years. Mm-hmm. And prior to that, we were on a different floor in a different studio space. And the ceilings were, I think they were much like...
drop ceilings.
Like, yeah, like old school office style where they had the panels. And in between the panels, there were like tiny little spaces. And I would just take the sack of paper and literally throw it as hard as I could up in the air. And whichever paper stuck in any of those little spaces on the ceiling is... the paper that would have the winner's name on it.
Used to call it making it rain.
Making it rain. But now, I mean, trying to conserve paper, we don't do that no more.
No.
And we don't have those kind of ceilings here.
No. And it always worked out that, like, it would only be one, right? Like, it just worked out that way. It was crazy. But Mocha would have these stacks. Like, sometimes for these contests, we would qualify, like, what, like 100 people kind of thing? And then he would have this giant stack in his hand, and he would throw them all up. And that's how we used to pick winners. It was very scientific.
Yeah. What else we got today?
All right, Steven says, if Shem's nickname is Cheesecake now, shouldn't Mocha's be Strawberry Shortcake?
Yep.
What?
Yep, I agree.
No, what?
Next DM.
If Shem's Cheesecake, why can't you be Shortcake?
Why would I be Shortcake?
Strawberry Shortcake.
No, why would I be Strawberry Shortcake?
Let's just try and make, like, we'll start with Shortcake. Yeah. We'll start with Shortcake.
We are not starting that.
I like that.
Why?
Guys.
All in favor?
I.
No.
There you go. Vote carries.
Nay. Okay, let's move on. Let's hope people forget about this.
All right.
Shortcake and Short King, you know, and those are interchangeable.
Oh my God. Maria.
You know.
I saw something.
No, can we just move on?
I saw something last month where they were like, "Hey, it's Short King Week."
Oh. Guys.
And they were asking if people celebrated Short King Week. And I was like, what in the hell is Short King Week? And it was May 5th to the 9th, which is 5-5 to 5-9.
Oh. Yeah. All them short kings out there.
It was the greatest thing I ever saw.
It's too bad I can't participate because I'm taller than that. Next DM.
All right. If you could name your kid after a comic book or science fiction character, who would it be? I let my husband name our second son. Guess what we named him? Anakin.
Oh my God.
Yes, that is correct. I have made instant friends with strangers, especially when he was younger. We would have the normal doctor's appointments, and the nurses would instantly love him. Now it's just funny to see people's reaction when I say Anakin, who is 6 years old and quite a charmer.
Like Hulk? Like somebody can name their kid Hulk?
I guess you could.
Before we chose Cruz's name, I think I've told you guys this before.
Yes.
We had a list of other names.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the names was Kylo, K-Y-L-O, because of Kylo Ren from the last three Star Wars
so
movies. But it was during the time when Force Awakens came out, right?
Yeah.
So Kylo, he was like this badass kind of evil villain. And then it wasn't until Last Jedi you realize what a was, right? And then especially the last movie, like, I love those movies and everything, but how he switched up and, like,
I know.
I am so happy with Wilson Cruz and not Kylo.
Yeah.
Did you guys consider any, like, well, that's like you
had that
culture?
You had that with the dog too, right?
Oh my
because
God.
Because you named your dog Tig because you and Jenna were huge fans of Sons of Anarchy. Yeah. And didn't that character turn out to be just awful?
Oh, he
Tig is the best though at the same time. He's
the
hilarious.
Best, but like during the very last season, there's some stuff that happened.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, Tig!
You gotta wait till the
I need
it's
to know
done.
How the story ends before making a decision like that, right?
Yes. That
you guys
was
didn't
always...
have that with Roxy though, right? Or did you have like a list of names?
No, if she was a boy, we were gonna call her Rocket.
Yeah, love that.
And then I was flipping back and forth between, one of the ideas that we had was, if it was a boy, I was going to go with, Rocky Apollo.
Love it.
Which would have been cool. But no, it was only ever Roxy for a girl. And then we sort of went back and forth a little bit on the middle name, and then we landed on Alabama for the middle name.
Amazing.
But there was no discussion whatsoever. When we found out she was a girl, of what the name was going to be, like zero.
Thank you for that, Roz. Thank you, Maria. We've been on a mission lately to try to figure out if Maria could get a catchphrase to end off the DM deep dive. We have not been able to get to one that we all agree on.
Mm.
Would you like to try again, Maria? And I know a lot of people have been like submitting their suggestions well. So is this a Maria original, or is this a submission from
this
a fan?
This one is a submission.
Okay, go.
But I've tweaked it a little bit.
Okay, so a wonderful round of DM deep dive today. Thank you, Maria.
Where your DMs come to life.
Probably should have tweaked it.
And then, the ending was with Maria, but I don't want to refer to myself in third person.
That sounds like an insurance company, to be honest.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm not a fan of that one. What is it?
Where your DMs come to life.
Yeah, it sounds like you're about to lower my rate.
15%.
Yeah.
All right, yo, we'll do this again. Thanks.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. I regret this already.
DM deep dive time, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, by the way, in advance for all the DMs that you send in to us. They get to Maria, and we talk about them on the show.
Yeah, Maria, what do we got today?
Shajiv says, I messed up an interview really bad today, and I feel like it's because I over-exaggerated myself on my resume. What are your opinions on over-exaggeration on resumes or at an interview? If you're really passionate about working at a place but don't have the skill set they are looking for but willing to learn.
I need think to
it
know.
Depends on what this... Like, if you tell somebody you can drive a forklift.
Yeah.
And you can't actually drive a forklift. Like, you can't fake that, right?
Yeah. Like, did you apply with an airline and say, I could totally fly this plane?
Thank God you need a license, though, right?
This reminds me of that episode of Friends where Joey says he can dance, and then he has to instruct the whole group on how to dance, dance. And he runs away.
Yeah, like, I think that there's probably some things that you might be able to, you know, bend the truth a little on. Let's go to our expert liar. Damn it, Maury. Over sort of selling yourself, is that ever a good idea? Is there a right way to do that?
Yes, you want to certainly put stuff that over-exaggerates mixed in with stuff that is believable so that it kind of buries it in there.
Okay, interesting. So don't go in as a complete phony?
No, yeah, you want to go in as truthful phony.
Can you give us an example of the last time you were a truthful phony?
No, I'll give an example for this guy. Like, if you're applying to work in a factory, you could say that you can drive the forklift, but also say that you have years of experience of loading trucks and being a foreman and, you know, doing some grunt work as well.
So but those are all lies, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but at least it's believable and getting buried amongst everything else.
But you could also fake your references, too.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, my friends and I have put each other before.
Oh, yeah?
Like, as an old boss?
Yeah.
And have you ever been called for a friend?
I have not, but my friend has been called for one of my other friends.
We got to check her references. Find out who Maria put down as a reference, please.
I was my brother's reference once.
Oh, I bet Cheesecake, you still have Maria's resume on file.
Yeah. Sure do.
You can go and look up who the reference was.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think I even have references on that resume.
Uh-huh. And go to all of her, you know what? Shem, go find Maria's resume, right? And find all the references that she had at the bottom. And I want you to take Maria's phone and text them. But I only want you to text them one word, which is tequila ? And see how they respond. I guarantee you every single one of her references will be like, sure, when? I'm down.
In all caps. What else we got today, Maria?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, and Giselle says, when no one is in the studio, who mans the station during Reloaded? Is it all pre-recorded and is someone pressing play?
The system that we have here is all automated. So once there is no announcers here, we just literally press a button and it will just keep running autopilot until the next person, which is usually me, gets in here and takes full control.
Yeah.
We have spots that are, you know, we just load audio into the system and it will just get scheduled and gets played. That's it.
Yep. When I started in radio, there had to be somebody 24 hours.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean when you started in radio? Like, you started before I did.
No, I'm just saying when I started in radio, you could say the same thing.
I don't want to, though.
He was there when the guy said, yo, I got a great idea.
Radio.
Yeah, let me know
He was
know
best friends with Marconi.
I was like, I don't know, man. Stop like, figure it out. I don't want no part of this.
He was there on Signal Hill.
Okay, enough. Next question.
Are you sure you weren't there?
You know what's so funny? Maury always says this stuff to try and make me sound old, but meanwhile, he sounds so old. Because I literally don't know anything he's talking about. Yeah. He's the oldest references.
No, Marconi invented the radio, and the first transmission was from Signal Hill in Newfoundland.
I learned that in first year university and never stuck. You know?
I had no idea.
Me neither.
Like, radio was always around. Maury was there. The guy was like, hey, Maury, I got the great idea. Maury's like, you'll meet me on the hill. Next DM.
All right, Carolyn's asking, so after listening to the show, I noticed that Ross sounds like he has crispy R's. Do others ever notice this?
What crispy in the hell R's? Does crispy R's mean?
What is that?
I don't know.
You didn't ask?
Like he reinforces the letter R?
Yeah, like you kind of like roll or like have like a raspiness to the R.
Oh, you just did it.
Just like that.
Oh. Yeah, no, you didn't roll it. You just like, you have a heavy R.
Yeah.
But when would you use an R?
I don't, in words.
Bro, I swear. Are you okay, man?
When would you use an R?
I'm trying to think of words that end with R.
When would you?
Or start with R?
Or start with R.
Why don't you say remembering Ronald
Reagan.
There you go.
Yeah.
So say it all together.
Remembering Ronald Reagan.
I can hear a little bit of like crispiness.
I think because we know, or he knows.
But what you have to, I don't even understand what crispiness means.
Do what pirates say. Go R.
No. That's stupid. I'm not doing that. But first of all, I don't even understand what crispy R's means. Maybe somebody can let me know what crispy R's means.
Yeah.
I just think it's
but
like,
I don't.
I'll follow up on this because I lost her DM somewhere and I couldn't go back to ask.
Crispy R. Right?
Yeah.
Like crispy R.
Now you sound like you're from the East Coast.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how to not do that now. That's how I talk now.
Oh, great.
Now that you put it in my head.
Thank you, everyone, for the DMs that you were sending in to us. Keep them coming in. We love talking about them every single day.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the DM Deep Dive.
Maria, what do we got today?
All right, Amanda is asking, if plastic surgery was free, would you ever get plastic surgery? And if so, what would you fix? I feel like Mocha would get leg extensions.
Guys!
I didn't write it!
You read it, though! You got this in advance! You could have added!
The DMs are a terrible place, huh?
Yeah.
So, yes?
So, would you do
No, guys! I don't need it!
Listen, it's just the DMs are not a nice place, and it's
what happened? When did the switch happen?
To what?
Like, it's just been a few months now. Like, I'm just getting... flamed so hard.
It's when you
in the
lost
DMs.
Tiny hands in bowling. That's when it happened.
Tiny hands.
Yeah, it's when you lost in bowling.
Wow.
So maybe hand happened. Extensions.
No,
well.
I feel like it was like before that. Before that, guys.
Yeah, I think it was before that. Bro, sorry.
Yeah, I think it was before that. I don't.
Are people just DMing kind of like general questions to mask a roast?
Yes, they don't care about plastic surgery. Yes.
I mean, if plastic surgery was free, a lot of people would get like extensions.
Extensions
like
or things.
Who?
Oh,
like,
yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. What else would you get extended, Mocha? What? Like, well, if you're going to do the legs, you got to do the arms. Otherwise, that looks weird.
I'm not going to go through legs.
Right?
Maybe the
and
neck.
If you're going to do the arms, yeah, you got to do the neck.
Okay, sure.
If you're going to do the neck, yeah, you got to even out those ears, too. They're already little.
Okay, long ears.
Long ears. Yeah, okay, so that's what we've landed on. Long ears, if it was free. Shem, surgery at all? Would you ever consider it?
You know what? At one point, I wanted to get smaller lips.
You did?
Yeah, I really didn't like the way that my lips looked.
Can they do that, though?
I don't know.
Like a lip reduction?
Yeah, honestly, I was just not happy with the way that my lips looked.
Really?
No, I love them.
Yeah, like you should love them. You should love them. Damn it, Maury.
Yeah.
What would you get?
Nose.
Nose. You would?
Like smaller.
Nobody thought enlarged.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to be the one to say it because then it would come across as mean.
Maria.
Yes.
What would you do?
I would do my nose
and
possibly my chest.
Your chest?
Yeah.
Like bigger?
Yes.
Yes. Have you thought about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say it all the time.
How much is that?
About 10 grand.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a lot of
10
money.
To 12 or 15, depending on who you go to and where you go and what you get and how big.
Did you bring this up at home?
Oh, yeah.
To your mom?
Yeah.
Your dad?
Yeah.
What'd your dad say?
My dad just says he shakes his head and walks away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot of your stories that you tell us about the conversations you have with your dad end that way, where he shakes his head and walks away.
Yeah, it's like a normal
reoccurrence. That's a hard, no, but no dad wants to have the breast enlarging conversation with their daughter. Yeah.
I don't think I would ever actually do it.
Yeah.
But I mean.
But if it was free.
Then yes.
What if he offered to pay?
No, I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't?
I wouldn't let my dad, first of all, it's kind of weird. I wouldn't let my dad pay.
That's super weird.
No.
That's awkward.
I don't think if anyone was paying.
What about if your mom offered to pay?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't even think if any person would offer to pay for them, I'd let them pay for them.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Next DM, please. Maria.
All right. Medi says, how do you ask a friend to give back money that they borrowed?
With violence.
I think. Well, what? Why can't you just bring it up?
Yeah.
That's
people
what I thought.
People and are
I
would such wusses. They can't have conversations.
Also, like, how long it's been. Are we talking it's been a couple of days or it's been a couple of months or it's been a couple of years?
Let's say it's
and
been
how much
let's say
money?
It's been past the agreed upon time that they said that they were going to pay back.
Yeah,
let's just say
like,
that.
Yo, I lent you money X amount of months ago.
But people are so terrified of confrontation.
Where's my cash?
That nobody wants to have those difficult conversations that may jeopardize anything or may turn confrontational and people just don't want to have those conversations. They will make a decision. My life is easier without that $100 than it is having that conversation.
What if it's in the thousands?
Let's just say it is in the thousands.
You still have to say something though.
Yeah. Let's say it is in the thousands, right?
I think you can even offer to be like, hey, listen, like I want to get paid back, but if you don't have it all right now, like why don't you pay me a little bit?
Yeah.
And we can make like an agreement to have like a payment plan.
No. No. I need it all now.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Or come taking stuff.
Oh, what will you take?
Whatever.
I guess whatever equal value
whatever.
Of what they owe you?
Yeah. Or I start breaking things.
Oh.
Until I get to that dollar amount.
You wouldn't do that.
Yes, I would.
There's no way.
Yes, I would.
I could never. You would go break somebody's hand.
No, I didn't say hand.
Or like their stuff.
Yeah.
You'd walk into somebody's place and start picking up stuff, their TV, let's say.
Just gently tipping stuff off shelves?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like their dishes, let's say.
Yeah, for sure.
You walk into their kitchen, you open the cupboard, and you would start taking plates out and like just start throwing on the floor.
I would break things that I know are completely replaceable, but a colossal pain in the ass, like somebody's phone.
Okay, yeah.
Oh.
Right? You know, you haven't lost anything. You just plug a new one in, transfer it all over. It's like nothing ever happened.
It's all in the
but
club.
It's a very big inconvenience.
Yeah.
Right?
It's also a lot of money now.
Yes.
Phones are like $1,500.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
Next DM, please.
Okay. Ruben says, I moved to Canada in 2019 during COVID from New York City. I've only known one show, and it was the Elvis Duran and the Morning Show until I randomly stumbled onto Kiss and heard the Roz and Mocha Show. And I instantly fell in love, and I was hooked. I'll be moving back to NYC, and yes, there is a podcast, but it won't be the same as listening to the show live. I fell in love with the show because it reminded me a bit of the Elvis Duran show, and how funny you guys are made me feel like I was at home. I love Roz, Mocha, and the entire cast. You were all amazing, and thank you for the jokes, the sentimental moments, and all of it. You're all amazing, and I want to say thank you.
Mm. Well, Ruben, thank you for your support of the Roz and Mocha show over the years. Happy that the show still exists in podcast form, and we release an episode every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you are subscribed to the feed, you will still have Roz and Mocha in your life, even living in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And it's totally free. So thank you, Ruben. Much love to you and your family and all the best in NYC. Thank you, everyone, for your DM submissions. Maria, we'll try this as we end today's DM deep dive because we still haven't landed on a catchphrase for you. If you would like to try giving another one, maybe this is the day. Maybe today's the one. Maria,
okay.
Wonderful round of DMs today. Thank you very much.
Giving you the answers you asked for. This sounds like another selling point.
It's not good.
It doesn't even say DM in it.
Well, it's like answers because of questions.
Yeah.
But some of them are comments, like the one you just read, which was from
giving
Ruben.
You the answers and reading your comments.
But that's like how we start, like how we describe the DM deep dive.
Yeah.
We will try
it's
gotta again.
Think snappy, right? Yeah. Think snappy.
You know what it's giving? Nothing, okay, at this point.
That's it right there.
Yeah.
That's the one.
It's giving nothing.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.